What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When you're in the world.
Some of the greatest lyrics ever written.
Yeah, good stuff.
How wonderful life is that you're in the world.
I have to hear maybe 2 words of that song before I get goosebumps because I know what's coming.
Elton John was the very first concert I saw at T-Mobile back in the day when it was the Sprint Center.
That was the first concert.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I very thought cool. Garth Brooks was.
Garth Brooks was second with nine dates in a row, I think.
Oh.
But well, Elton John christened.
Almost positive.
Christened. Elton John christened it. Christened.
The Sprint Center.
I don't remember. But I was there.
I would almost bet a paycheck on it that it was Elton John who opened
it. And he was shamazing, which is infinitely better than amazing. He was shamazing.
I saw him probably 20 years ago.
Really? Cool.
October 10th, yeah. 2007 with Elton John.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right.
Well, actually, that show was on the 13th. They opened it on the 10th, and there weren't any shows for 3 nights. I'm sure everybody was like, dang it, this is a bust.
And then Garth Brooks, nine consecutive sold-out shows. We went to show number, Shonda and I was married to Shonda at the time. We went to show number 2, I believe. And what he would do, Garth Brooks, for those of you who care but weren't there, you know, he was now with what's her face,
Trisha Yearwood.
But he had young kids, and you know, he lives in rural Oklahoma. So what he would do, you know, you got 9 sold out shows in Kansas City. He would fly up from Oklahoma in the afternoon, do a show, then after the show, immediately go down to the downtown airport and fly home, drive his kid to school the next day.
Wow.
The next morning, or kids, take a day off, take a night off, then he would fly back in. I don't recall that there were ever 2 nights in a row of Garth Brooks. I think it was 9 shows over 17 days, if I'm not mistaken. But he would fly home every night after the show and only fly in right before the show started.
Hmm.
And the reason he kept adding more dates is because when they published the tickets for sale, they sold out almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so he added another night. They sold out almost immediately.
I don't remember how many it was in a row initially. It wasn't 9.
I believe it was 2.
Maybe. That may be right. But, I mean, it just – because he had been off the road for a while, you know, dealing with his family and Trisha Yearwood. And who are we kidding? He didn't need the money.
It was like a residency in Kansas
City. Yeah, it really was.
For a short time.
Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson is back. 20 pounds heavier, off drugs, single – almost tattoo less now.
Tattoo free, baby.
He's had 200 tattoos removed from his body.
He had some of the dumbest tattoos.
Single and ready to mingle, huh?
They were dumb. He is also raring to go for a nostalgic high wire Saturday Night Live weekend. But he admits that when he recently watched his audition tape for the show, filmed 11 years ago in 2014 when he was just 20 years old and wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt from Target, he cried. And the reason we bring this up is because this weekend is literally Saturday Night Live weekend.
Yes.
They're doing the concert tonight. I don't know what they're doing tomorrow night, unless it's a rerun of what they're doing on Peacock tonight. But it is not a new Saturday Night Live tomorrow night.
I believe tomorrow night is the televised airing of tonight's
live
3-hour
concert. Right. And then Sunday from 7 to 10, there's even a red carpet. I think there's a red carpet from, like, it's legit. They're doing a red carpet from, like, 6 to 7, and then the show itself.
If it's anything like what they put together for the 40th, it's going to be massive.
Massive.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward. Tonight doesn't do anything for me. There's barely an artist on that list I care about.
Other than the B-52s,
I was
going to
say, the Bees are there.
Yeah.
I cannot confirm or deny, but I have it on good authority that the Bees are coming on about 45 minutes into the show.
They're going to do Rock Lobster?
I don't know. That I don't know. And I specifically asked what song they were playing, and I didn't get a response. But
I would think that would be it, because it's the nostalgic reason that they're there.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
But Michael, I know that you love the B-52s like I love Thin Lizzy.
Everyone loves the B-52s, Scott. It's not just me.
Being put on the list at 45 minutes after the show starts is not a compliment. That means you're the second opener.
No.
Or third opener.
No. It might be.
On a 20-band list.
Hey. It might be chronological. You never know.
That would make more sense if it were chronological. And then they're going to end with Chapel Roan.
Like in the order that they appeared on the show?
Of course.
Might have to watch to see what they do.
I have goosebumps about Chapel Roan, not Chapelle Roan.
But back to Pete Davidson for a second.
Did he say why he cried?
I mean, we can draw
a conclusion.
He says, "The innocence in my eyes made me so sad. Showbiz is so tough, and I didn't know how tough it was. I picked the wrong business to have a mental illness and get into. I'm one of the most insecure and sad people ever, and I picked the most insecure, sad business to go into."
Isn't that kind of consistent with the industry, though?
Yeah.
You mean like just the public entertainment industry?
Yeah, I mean, you get into Robin Williams always talked about it. You get into entertainment because you feel so empty that you feel some sort of satisfaction when you bring the laugh out of somebody else.
There isn't a person on this show other than Dan that doesn't have an issue.
Well.
Hey, Pete Davidson, if I'm not mistaken, his dad passed away in 9/11.
He did. He was a firefighter.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, "Everyone was 10-plus years older than me, and I had a hard time fitting in. No one was mean, but there was an age difference. They were getting married, having kids, and I was like, do you guys want to come over and play video games?"
He went to rehab several times. Or I should say rehab. I know that he had several mental health lapses during his stint on the show. But always rallied, so I can't wait to see him perform this weekend.
He had a whirlwind engagement to Ariana Grande that lasted 4 months.
They got engaged after only dating for 1 month.
That's longer than some marriages on this show.
We're not setting the standard. At least I hope not.
I mean, that's what they're saying up there in New York. Well, at least it was longer than Scott Parks.
Scott Park.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Happened? You didn't hear about my Valentine that I got from the big boss downstairs?
No. Yeah. What happened?
It's a little heart. See, aww. A little heart card. Nice.
Very sweet.
Yeah, it's very nice. And it just says, "There's no topping you." And it says 2:: and a line to draw a name on it. Scott Park.
Well, maybe it was meant for somebody else.
It's hurtful.
You are. Talk about insecure.
Why do you think I'm in this business?
Somebody please love me.
If you weren't doing this.
Pay attention to me. Look at me.
Pay attention to me.
You know, I've given Pete Davidson a lot of grief, but he has come a long way. And, you know, I feel his pain.
Well, he started out so young. He was young. How old was he?
He was 20.
On SNL? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not everybody can handle that. And he already had some, quote unquote, issues.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a superstar. And there you go. The tale as old as time.
There is nobody more neurotic and often depressed as stand-up comedians. I mean, it is happy clown on stage, sad clown off stage.
Well, and back to Sam's point, Robin Williams used to say his therapy was being on stage, even though he was manic depressive, to be on stage and looking at other people laugh, that was his therapy. And for a lot of people who suffer from depression, you know, there's a reason that they gravitate to the entertainment business. The mentally ill, the chronically depressed, people who think they're not worth anything. I mean, I've had those episodes in my life. My God.
I've never had those thoughts. What do you? Never.
Okay. True story. Be honest.
Every night.
When people recognize you via your voice, when they're like, are you Scott Parks?
Happened last night.
Okay. Do you feel an obligation to be Jazz Hands Spirit Fingers? Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
No. Last night I was walking into a store and there was a couple walking out, older couple, and my dad would literally strike me down with lightning if I walked in before a woman or didn't hold the door open for a woman when I saw her coming the opposite direction. So I open the door and I'm walking into the store and I look up and I see this couple, older, probably in their mid-60s. And I pull back out from the door and I hold the door open for her and her husband. And she says, thank you very much. And I said, you're more than welcome. And I start walking in and I notice that she stops and she's looking at me. And she goes, I know that voice. Where do I know it from? And I said, well, I don't know. And she goes, I know exactly who you are. And I kind of chuckled. She goes, and I know that laugh. She goes, it's very nice to meet you. And I said, it's very nice to meet you. And I wish you nothing but a happy Valentine's Day.
Did she say, it's nice to meet you, Chris Katz?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God.
She said, it's so nice to meet you.
Scott Park.
Dan W. Scott Park.
It's nice to meet Scott Park, everyone.
We do have a Scott Park in Kansas City.
We do?
A park with the name Scott, yes.
Scott Park, yes, yeah. I know. I'm aware.
Now, the only time that I have been like totally chagrined is one time I was at the airport and I was having what I thought was a private conversation with someone on the phone and it was F-bomb. I mean, I was just dry. I was in a mood. And
Michael.
I know. And I am not by anyone. And this guy walked up to me and he goes, I couldn't help but overhear. And I was like, you were purposefully listening because you had to go out of here. He's like, are you Michael Mackey? And I died a little bit inside and wanted to say no because of I knew exactly what he had heard out of my mouth, which was a filthy tirade.
What were you so angry about?
I don't remember.
It was maybe somebody called you Michael Mack on a Valentine's Day card.
Or Mike Mackey. Oh God. Anyway,
the return.
How often
of the
do you get recognized, Dan?
I'm sorry?
How often do you get recognized by your voice?
Why do we
Every
care?
Every now and then.
What? Now and then? Me too.
Now and then. And my face.
It's flattering, but that's not why I do it.
Yeah. It's typically, you know, when I'm searching for, you know, some anti-itch cream in the store, and they're like, hey, aren't you? I'm like, yes.
Some of the it itches down there cream?
Boy, it itches down there.
913-586-7798.
Good Lord.
Somebody went on a road trip.
Road trip. Okay, kids, you know that I'm sort of a ipso facto travel writer. I mean, I don't go to a lot of places, but every once in a while I'll get an assignment and it's kind of fun. And I most recently got one to the fine city of Bentonville, Arkansas. And I went in blind, my friends. I knew nothing. Not one. Dan, have you ever been to Bentonville?
Dan's not paying attention.
Dan, we're talking to you, Dan.
Dan is doing some behind the scenes work currently and is unable to
join
the program.
Bentonville, if you weren't aware, is the home of Walmart. So Walmart goes out of their way to, you know, pump a lot of money and resources, and it's just become sort of an arts foodie mecca that I was not anticipating. And I got to sort of see the sights, and they have it's sort of like the MoMA of the South.
I love
Crystal
Arkansas.
Bridges.
It's a beautiful state.
Oh, Crystal Bridges is fantastic.
Oh, so you've been?
I've been, yes.
What it was like mic drop worthy. Yeah. Actually, the whole city was mic drop worthy, and
what,
I didn't.
What town did you go to?
Bentonville.
Yeah, well, so Crystal Bridges is in Bentonville. I've been multiple different places in Arkansas. Particularly, I like to camp in the northern portion of the state.
Dan, have you been to Bentonville?
Dan can't hear anything in here.
Dan.
No, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I'm back. I was doing some behind the scenes radio magic.
Okay.
You mean texting your wife?
Okay. So no. Get with the game. Have you been to Bentonville, young man?
Bentonville.
Arkansas? Yes.
Yes, I've driven through.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. I got a travel writing assignment there not too long ago, and it was absolutely, I guess I don't know what to expect, but it was also the mountain biking capital.
Well, there's
the
a lot of money in that area, especially now over the past 10, 20, 30, 40 years due to Walmart.
And also Tyson, museums. Tyson Chicken is not too far. I mean, I think they're in like Roger. So that whole area was just a boon. So I wanted to give a shout out to the fine folks at Crystal Bridges for having me down, which if you guys haven't gone, it is the MoMA of the South. It is the Museum of Modern Art. It was conceived and built and all the things and funded by Alice Walton, an heiress.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
Why did Walmart pick Bentonville of all cities on the planet?
It's not that they picked Bentonville. That was just where Walton's Five and Dime was. Walton's Five and Dime was the original Walmart.
Hmm.
That's where they're from.
Yeah, I've never been to I've been to Little Rock, and Little Rock is amazing.
Which, by the way, the original Walton's is still in the original building that it opened up in before Walmart was ever Walmart.
Right. And they're remodeling that, so I didn't get a chance to see that, unfortunately. But let me tell you, when I tell you that I ate my way through Bentonville because it's become a foodie mecca. Again, didn't anticipate any of this.
Yeah.
And let
They've
me
got a McDonald's and a Wendy's?
Stop.
All right.
They just got a Burger King, too.
Anyway.
Whoa.
But yeah, they have some of the best scenic views. I mean, if you want to go camping, you want to go hiking, float trips, the whole nine.
Let international foods get going, like Taco Bell?
Okay. All right.
Go back to the behind the scenes
work. I don't. Why are we friends, Dan? So anyway, I got to. There's a brand.
Eureka Springs is amazing.
Anyway.
Yes. Isn't Eureka Springs the one with the strip club just north of town
what?
That you Stop. Don't ever want to be caught at? So I've heard. I've never been.
Tell us more.
No, I've just heard that there's a strip club north of Eureka Springs that you do not want to be caught in.
The number of times that I've gone to Eureka Springs, the strip club was not the first on our itinerary. So
I've never been to Eureka Springs. I've never been to Bentonville. I've only been to Little Rock, and it was to see a concert.
I love how we were talking about Bentonville, and suddenly we deviated into deviant. Anyway, so.
Well,
Bentonville
when
is fantastic.
In Arkansas.
When in Arkansas. No. So anyway, shout out. If you guys get a chance to visit, go, because there are 300 acres, 50 miles of trails for walking, running, hiking, biking. So if you're an outdoor enthusiast,
Arkansas has got a lot of outdoor type activities available pretty cool.
It's a beautiful state. What's its nickname, its motto or whatever? Hang on, I got it here.
We're stuck between Missouri and Louisiana
It's not date your cousin. It's
the diamonds?
No, it has like a nickname, you know, like.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
The natural state. Yeah.
The natural state.
Bentonville always gets the top five places to like live and work in the country. Every time those polls come out, it's always, you know, top five. So
it's also known as the Bear State.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the toothpick state.
They have teeth?
Okay, stop.
We're going to break.
Stop. You're just being harsh. Wow. Reel it in.
It's just a joke.
I try to bring some culture to this show, and look what happens.
Do they have international cuisine like Taco Bell?
Both of you.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after
Good
5 o'clock.
Good Lord.
Here on Dan and Parks. So I was just listening to Busby, and I heard his like future forecast, and I said out loud, I go, what did he just say? So I'm looking at my phone here. The next week on Thursday, the overnight low is going to be 12 degrees below zero.
Ugh.
That's not let your faucet drip. That's let your faucet run.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Keep the snow coming.
Eight degrees for a high next Thursday. 8 degrees.
As Dan said in his new newscast, we are getting a real winter this year.
Oh, my word.
And it's awesome.
Is it?
By the way, the Arkansas jokes are just coming.
Inappropriate.
No.
I'm going to read one because funny. Oh, I just won. God. And we're not anti-Arkansas, but it's just funny. So everybody just lighten up.
I love Arkansas.
I do, too. It's a beautiful state. And I lied. I've been there twice. I went there for
once for the strip club.
No. Quiet, Dan. I went for a funeral one time. I'd forgotten about that. And then I went for a Black Star Riders concert. And Black Star Riders is like Thin Lizzy 2.0. Anyway, I am going to read one. Do you know... Did you know that toothpicks were invented in Arkansas? If they were created anywhere else, they'd be called teeth picks. From the New York Post.
Wow.
The Chiefs are giving their star tight end a deadline.
Did you not have crickets queued up, Sam?
I think the silence was loud enough.
Okay, all right.
The Chiefs are giving their star tight end a deadline to inform them of his future plans. Travis Kelce has been contemplating his NFL future since the Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl a week ago this coming Sunday.
1 month from today.
But a report from the Atlantic indicated that the Chiefs want Kelce to inform them of his decision, you're right, on March 14th, which is right when the new league year begins and free agency signing period opens. Kelce would also be due a $12.5 million roster bonus on March 15th.
Correct. So they're trying to get out ahead of the limited cap space and obviously the $12 million payment. If he's going to be retiring, it's really up to him. Obviously, we want him back. They said they would welcome him back with open arms. But if we have to pay out that $12 million, we have $12 million fewer dollars in cap space.
Okay. Was the funeral at the strip club? No! Come on, people. Focus. NFL insider James Palmer reporting this week that people within the organization, the Chiefs organization, believe that this past season was, quote, it for Kelce.
It wasn't the best season of his career. It was arguably the worst season of his career.
And he cost, well, that would be the $12 million bonus, and then he does cost $17 million a season.
Yeah. A lot of cap space that he could be freeing up, and well, you know, how do you turn down $12 million? But then again, if you're truly dedicated to the team and seeing the future of the team and wanting them to succeed, you get out before that date.
They're taking a crack at making eggs affordable. New York City bodegas are selling Lucy-style eggs as bird flu shortages send the prices of cartons skyrocketing. So you can buy a single egg. Okay, what do they cost?
Three eggs for $2.99.
Three eggs for $2.99?
Mm-hmm.
And a dozen in New York costs $10.99.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, this trend started back when cigarettes in New York reached like $475 a pack,
mm-hmm.
roughly, give or take a dollar
Lucy
or two.
Lucy cigarettes, yeah.
And so, yeah, the convenience stores to keep bringing in the lower-income clientele would start selling single cigarettes for like $1 a piece. Now they're doing the same thing with eggs. Although I don't think they're going to crack down on this one.
All right.
That was an accident. I don't think that they're going to try to put a stop to this one.
It was not an accident.
Was that a yolk? Were you trying to make a yolk?
Okay. Well, either way, it was excellent.
Thanks.
A story here from Channel 41. Moving on, thankfully. Kansas City native Heidi Gardner is in the middle of her eighth season on Saturday Night Live and has carved out a role as one of the most well-known faces of the current cast. She sat down with Taylor Hemnes and Lindsay Shively from Channel 41 to talk about the 50th season special that airs this weekend. Said Taylor to her, "I read somewhere that you were voted most likely to be on SNL. Is that right?" Says Gardner, "Yeah, I was a fan of SNL and I liked that people thought I was funny. So it felt very neat to get that superlative. There was also a superlative at the time that was most likely to be in an MTV movie. And I think I came in second on that." Lindsay Shively asked her, did you watch SNL growing up with your parents? She said, I would fall asleep like halfway through because I was a little kid, and I'd wake up on Sunday morning and realize I missed Weekend Update and the second half of the entire show. Okay. What town is she from here? Is she from Overland Park?
I think so. She remains, true story, she remains one of my favorite local interviews.
Why?
She just is so relatable.
Listed
and awesome.
As Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, okay.
I went to high school with a woman who is now a producer on SNL.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you know, I have this column in The Pitch. I write for The Pitch, and one of my columns is 4 inane questions. And somehow I got Heidi to answer my 4 inane questions. And this is one of the ones I asked her. I said, the ice cream truck pulls up, Heidi. What are you ordering from the curb? Any guesses, gentlemen, what her go-to ice cream truck purchase would be?
SpongeBob with the gumdrop eyeballs.
Ooh, close.
The Rocket.
Also close. Well, sort of, yes. She wants a push pop, but she wants an old school Flintstones push pop orange cream sickle. Also,
ooh, I was going to say that. That was my first
orange
guess.
Orange cream sickle is the bomb.
That was my first guess, and I thought, no.
Also, I asked her, what song immediately, and I mean immediately, makes you change the channel when it comes on the radio? Gentlemen?
I know what it is for me. Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
We know this much is true. Mine is. She Blinded Me with Science. What do you think?
That's by Thomas Dolby.
Ugh. What do you think that Heidi Gardner makes her turn the channel?
That's a tough one because I don't know anything about her music preferences.
How old is she?
41.
Does that play a role? Her age in the song. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's a little over ten years younger than me. So she's
bye.
By NSYNC. No, I'm going to go with, it's got to be something from the aughts.
It is. I think so. It's from the aughts.
I got
nothing. Heidi Gardner hates her some What I Got by Sublime. She says, I cannot stand that song, just no. Sublime's What I Got, that makes her turn the channel. And final question for Heidi Gardner, who is leading the brigade on SNL's 50th anniversary this weekend. Mm-hmm. What is the best, worst celebrity memoir you've ever read?
Best celebrity memoir.
Best, worst celebrity memoir. This is classic. This is classic Heidi Gardner.
Mine would be Nikki Six, The First 21 Years.
Okay.
I am not well versed on how many people have memoirs that are celebrities, so I'm going to not have a guess on this one.
All right. I asked, what's the best, worst celebrity memoir you've ever read, Heidi Gardner? She says, Corey Feldman. And who? I will mostly say,
he was an actor in the
80s. From the Goonies. Yeah. So, he, you know, it was really, really good, pretty random. He was nostalgic. He was in Lost Boys, Goonies, License to Drive. Getting to hear all of his stories from the set was awesome.
Who was the other Corey that died? They were like...
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim, that's right.
Yeah, the Coreys.
Employees at the largest U.S. bank have complained on internal message boards and chats about losing hybrid working arrangements, and one group launched an online petition urging their CEO, Jamie Dimon, to reconsider. When asked about the in-person work policy during a staff meeting, Jamie Dimon says, don't waste your time on it. I don't care how many people signed that blanking petition. J.P. Morgan declined to comment.
Good.
Instead, Dimon demanded more efficiency and stressed that employees have a choice whether to work at J.P. Morgan. The CEO told them not to be mad at him and said that this is a free country. You can leave if you want to, but there will be no more hybrid working. The rollout of remote working policies has prompted groans from some workers as COVID-19 lockdowns receded. J.P. Morgan's call for more workers to come back brought a deluge of complaints, many from back office workers. If you don't want to come into the office, you don't have to. But you can go find a job that allows you to work from home.
That's right.
I don't mean to sound heartless, and I'm going to sound heartless here for a second. The whining of the hybrid worker is deafening.
As if it's not a massive job perk that you are not granted.
I mean, up until COVID, I had never worked from home in my life. You go to work because you go to work. You don't go to your basement. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I don't know. But I figure if you got a job, go to the office.
You know what I do know? Family Feud's coming up in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And then we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after 5 o'clock here on Dana and Parks. It's time for our favorite game. Well, at least my favorite.
I think you mean your favorite game.
The one that I have a tendency to win more often than he does. Let's play the feud. Michael Mackey versus Scott.
Let's do it.
First one to five or until we decide to stop.
We've got limited time, so let's get it going.
Okay, do we want to test my buzzer?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Nice. A little hot, I'll turn you down.
Okay.
All right. Point values are always double. Top five answers are on the board.
Yes.
Name something a cowboy would hate to have happen.
Lose his horse.
Oh, not in the top five.
Okay. You don't have to ring.
Okay. A cowboy, what was the question a cowboy would hate?
To have happen.
Lose his hat.
Number one answer on the board. Michael Mackey with a quick lead. Top five answers are on the board. Name something that you fill with air.
A balloon.
Number one answer on the board. Are you just protesting?
A tire.
Number two answer on the board. Scott gets this point. 1-1. Top five answers. Name something you do not learn in school.
How to do your taxes.
Not in the top five answers.
You don't have to keep hitting that.
What was the question again? That you don't learn
you
in
school? Listening?
That you don't learn in school?
Name something you do
you
not
really
learn
Dana's
in school.
You really are Dana's fill-in, aren't you?
Hush. Let's see. That you don't learn in school.
Yeah.
How to cook?
I learned how to cook in high school. Mrs. Kitchen was her name.
Scott, would you like to take another crack at that
one? My word. No, I would not. I'd like to move on to another question.
Top five answers are parenting, manners, chores, religion, and common sense.
Okay.
That's stupid.
Not prevalent in this studio. Right. Top five answers are on the board. Name something that moves very slowly.
A turtle.
Scott Parks. Turtle number four.
Ooh.
Moves very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Michael Mackey's brain.
Something that moves slowly. A frog?
I'll go ahead and give myself that point. Let's move on to the next question.
Elderly people was the number one answer.
Wow.
Oh. I was going for animal. Okay.
Snail, sloth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something that you think of when you think Spain. Scott.
Madrid.
Michael.
Barcelona.
Scott.
Soccer.
Michael.
Empanadas. Food.
Oh, gosh. Oh, food. Number two answer on the board. Okay. Michael gets a point.
Shoo.
Wow. Top
These
five answers are on the
stink.
Board. Name something people are afraid of. Scott.
The dark.
Ooh, number five. Michael Mackey.
Snakes.
Scott gets that point.
Ooh, yeah.
Spiders, heights, other people, top three.
It's 3-2, Scott over Michael.
Name something that goes up.
An airplane.
Would you like the rest of the question, Michael?
Damn it.
That was number two, by the way, Scott.
Yes.
Would you name something that goes up and down?
A hot air balloon?
Not on the list.
I will give myself that point.
Number one answer was a roller coaster.
Oh.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something that makes a lot of noise. Scott.
An airplane.
Michael. Are you guys even trying?
A jet.
That's an airplane.
Something that makes
no,
a lot of
noise. No. You're done.
Okay.
Scott.
All right.
A rock concert.
Number one answer on the board.
Last one. I just won, by the way.
Top five answers. Name something that you might bring on a date.
Money.
Number three answer on the board.
Condoms.
number two.
No way. No way. I was going to say that.
Safety first.
Oh. Number one is lipstick.
I feel like we should keep playing because I feel like I could win
this. We've got time for one more.
All right.
Let me get back to it. My apologies.
Maybe two if you're
top
quick.
Five answer. Name something that flies.
A bird.
Scott gets the point.
Now it's out of reach.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something that makes you itch.
Poison Michael. Ivy.
Number three, Scott.
Herpes.
Not on the board. Congratulations, everybody.
All right.
But look, see, what was the final score?
It was 6-4.
See?
But a good fight, and you weren't even trying.
And I wasn't even trying.
Festivus Friday is next.
A roller coaster.
Get in early. Grievances when we return on this Festivus Friday.
I know what my grievance is, that we played this stupid game on the air. Stupid.
Q39KC.com, 913-586-7798. 586-7798. When we return here on Dana and Parks. The news is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.